קטע מספר אחת, בעל הסולם איגרת נ"ז.
Excerpt number 1, בעל הסולם, letter
57.
There's no happier state in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but found no remedy. It is then that he is fit for a wholehearted prayer for his help, because he knows for certain that his work, his own work, will not help him. And as long as he feels some strength of his own, his prayer will not be whole, because the evil inclination precedes itself and tells him, first you must do what you can, and then you will be worthy of the Creator. It was said about this, the Lord is high and the low will see. For once a person has labored in all kinds of work and has become disillusioned, he comes into true lowliness, knowing that he is the lowest of all the people, as there is nothing good in the structure of his body, and at that time his prayer is complete and he is granted by his generous. Excerpt number 2 from Rabash, the article, I am first and I am the last. When a person wants to walk on the way to the goal of the Dvekut with the Creator, which means to aim that everything will be in order to bestow, he must first have a deficiency, meaning dissatisfaction with the work in Lolishma. At that time, he begins to search for another order in the work. Since the engagement in Torah and Mitzvot, which he was used to on the basis of the will to receive, called Lolishma. But now that he needs to replace his entire foundation on which he built his entire life's order, it depends on the extent to which he sees that the state of Lolishma is the wrong way, does not let him rest, and he will not be at peace until he comes out of that state into a state of Lishma. Need like a mother that cares, a good caregiver.
Rabash, excerpt number 3, concerning bestowal. It follows that the only reward we need is the kli, which is called the power of bestowal. Thus, all we need are kelim, and not lights. And this is why the reward is primarily the power of bestowal. However, to obtain that kli, called the desire to bestow, we need a desire, meaning to feel that we need this kli. This is why we must first engage in Torah and Mitzvot, in Lolishma, and this is our labor, to see that everything we do is for self-benefit, without any intention to bestow. And then we see that we need the power of bestowal, and we want a reward for our work, that the Creator will give us this reward, the desire to bestow.
Something for ourselves.
Excerpt number 4, Rabash, Lishma and Lolishma, Article 29. A person who wishes to walk on the path of bestowal, he must understand that from above he is given a special treatment, that he was lowered from the previous state, so he would begin to really contemplate the goal, meaning what is required of man and what man wants the Creator to give him. But when he is in a state of ascent, when he has desire for Torah and Mitzvot, he has no need to worry about spirituality. Instead, he sees that he will stay this way his whole life, because he's happy this way. It therefore follows that the descent he has received is for his own good, meaning that he's receiving special treatment, that he was lowered from his state where he thought that he had some wholeness. This is apparent in his agreeing to remain in the current state his whole life. But now that he sees that he is far from spirituality, he begins to think, what is really required of me? What should I do? What is the purpose I should achieve? Excerpt number 5. Rabash, Article 34, Judges and Officers. Before he began to overcome self-love, he thought that this was quite easy to give up self-love in order to be rewarded with spirituality. He always thought, how can I find a way that I can walk and by which to obtain some spirituality? However, he never thought that he should worry about emerging from self-love, for this is something not advisable to think about. Rather, all the concerns were about finding the right way that leads to entering the king's palace and meriting the purpose for which man was created. But now he has come to a state that he had never dreamt, that he has never dreamed of, meaning that self-love would be a stumbling block interfering with reaching the truth. He always thought that he was willing to sacrifice himself in order to reach the truth. But now he sees that he went 10 degrees backwards, meaning that he is unwilling to make any concessions on his self-love for the sake of Gdusha, holiness.
And he started to blow up like a balloon, big like that.
Excerpt number 6. Rabash, what is heaviness of the head in the work? The person understands the primary goal should be to be rewarded with a dvikut with the Creator. Since the reason objects to this, he must go against reason, and this is very hard. This is very hard work, since he's asking the Creator to give him something to which all of his organs object. It follows that each and every prayer he makes to the Creator has its special work. This is why a prayer is called work in the heart, meaning that he wants to go against the intellect and the mind, which tell him the complete opposite. This is why it's not called the work of the brain, since the work of the brain means that a person exerts to understand something with his mind and reason. But here, he does not want to understand with his reason that we should serve the Creator in a state of knowing. Rather, he wants to serve the Creator specifically with faith above reason. This is why a prayer is called work in the heart.
Remaining in our nature, but rather we have an opportunity to...
Excerpt number 7, Rabash, Article 24, the difference between charity and gift. In the work of the Creator, in the beginning of his work, he had energy and confidence and great importance for Torah and prayer, because at that time he had grace of holiness and felt that the work of the Creator is important. However, this was still not considered a deficiency that the Creator will satisfy. A deficiency is called dvikut with the Creator, since the lack and pain of not having dvikut with the Creator was still not felt in him, as he has not exerted for it, because he has just begun the work. But when he does not see results over a long period of time of making efforts, and he does not see a satisfaction of his deficiency, torments and pain begin to form in him because he has made efforts but sees no progress in the work. At that time, The thoughts begin to come one by one. Sometimes it is with sparks of despair, and sometimes he grows stronger, but then he sees once more that he has fallen from his state, and so on, repeatedly. Finally, a real deficiency forms in him, which he has obtained through exertion in ascents and descents. These ascents and descents leave him with pain each time at not having been granted dvikut with the Creator. Finally, when the cup has been filled sufficiently, it is called a kali. Then the filling of it comes from the Creator, since now he has a real kli. Excerpt number 8, Baal HaSulam, letter 57. It is written, and the children of Israel sighed because of the work, and their cry went up. It is so because at that time they came into a state of despair from the work. It is as one who pumps out in a punctured bucket. He pumps all day but doesn't have a drop of water to quench his thirst. So were the children of Israel in Egypt. Whatever they built was promptly swallowed in its place in the ground. As our sages said, similarly, one who has not been rewarded with his love, all that he has done in his work on purifying the soul the day before, is as though completely burned the next day, and each day and each moment he must start anew as though he hasn't done a thing in his entire life. Then the children of Israel sighed because of the work, for they evidently saw that they were unfit to ever produce something by their own work. This is why... This is why their sigh and prayer were whole as they should be, and this is why their cry went up, since the Creator hears the prayer spirit of the despairs. Excerpt number 9
from Baal HaSulam, letter 57. Anything small or great is only obtained by prayer. All our labor and work to which we are obliged are only to discover our lack of strength and our lowliness, that we are unfit for anything and of ourselves. For then we can pour out a wholehearted prayer before Him. We could argue about it, so I can decide that I am unfit for anything, and why all the labor and exertion? However, it is a natural law that there is none so wise as the experienced. And before a person tries to actually do all he can do, he is utterly incapable of arriving at true lowliness.
We need simply to... Excerpt number 10 from Rabash 3. The need for an act from below. What controls a person is pleasure, and a slave is one who is enslaved to the pleasure. When people's pleasures comes from reception, they are called Pharaoh's servants. But if the pleasure comes from bestowal, they are called the Creator's servants. But without pleasure, it is impossible to exist. A person cannot break the pleasure. Only the Creator can break it by taking from it the abundance, so he has nothing to give to the creatures. This is called breaking the power of the Sitracha. All that one needs is to discover that he wants the force of bestowal and to ask the Creator to give him that force. This is called choice on the part of man, and only this is regarded as an awakening from below.
מתוך בעל הסולם שמעתי מאמר היי לשמה זהו את ערות הדיל אלה ולמה צריכים את ערות הדיל תתא.
11. from Baal HaSulam, Shemari 5, Lishma is an awakening from above, and why do we need an awakening from below? One must know, when exerting to attain Lishma, to take upon himself to want to work entirely, to bestow completely, meaning only to bestow and to not receive anything. Only then does one begin to see that the organs do not agree to this idea. From that, one can come to clear awareness that he has no other counsel but to pour out his complaint before the Lord to help him, so that the body will agree to enslave itself to the Creator unconditionally. As one sees that he cannot persuade his body to annul his self entirely, it turns out that precisely when one sees he cannot persuade his body, precisely when one sees that there is no reason to hope that his body will agree to work for the Creator by itself, one's prayer can be from the bottom of the heart, and then his prayer is accepted.